Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, May 10th, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. Anti-conversion legislation in Sri Lanka moves forward. A Kashmiri believer goes missing after reported threats, and Christians join Rwanda's AIDS fight. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka tops our news today. On Friday, the parliament heard its second reading of a controversial anti-conversion bill. World Hope's Keith Norris says while it's still too early to be able to guess the potential impact of the law, they're keeping a watchful eye on what's happening.
We are praying and hoping that this bill will not pass and that Christians will still have freedom to express their faith and share it with others. But as we look at this bill, we're trying to make preparations about the future and how this will affect our work.
Norris is asking for prayer. There are substantial obstacles World Hope already faces in their outreach.
We found out that often people who cannot rebuild on their own land, the government has said they would offer land to them. But if Christian groups come in to build houses, they want us also to build a temple, which most Christian groups are not willing to do. So we are forced to try to buy our own land.
Next, more storms and floods have damaged hundreds of homes in Romania, where some 3,700 people were evacuated. However, Little Samaritan Mission's Florin Pindic-Blodge says they're flooding the air with living water, God's word through Christian radio. They're broadcasting on 18 stations, but have licenses for more.
Still we have 8 licenses to open 8 radio stations. 4 of them, we got to be on air somehow at the beginning of June, and 4 of them a little bit later, as Lord will provide the resources.
$20,000 is all it costs for each station, a small price to pay for sharing Christ.
If you will read the letters with the testimony of thousands of people who accepted Christ and their life being transformed and restored, and the Christian being fed, it's one of the greatest tools to share the gospel.
Go to our website to help fund these stations. You're listening to Mission Network News. A Christian woman has been kidnapped in Kashmir, India. According to Asia Harvest, this woman, we'll call Nargis, converted to Christianity from Islam. She's been involved in several ministries, including translation work. She's working on translating and producing children's Bible stories. Islamic hardliners requested that Asia Harvest move from their offices. After that, they were told to leave their homes. Soon after Nargis was reported missing, pray for her safe return and that this will help spread the gospel even further. Meanwhile, Bibles for the World has joined the AIDS fight. Bibles for the World's Moi Padaidi says that the partnership came as a result of a meeting with Rwandan government leaders.
When we showed them a copy of No Greater Love, a New Testament in modern English published by Bibles for the World, the health minister said, "This is what our people need. Our people with AIDS must have the opportunity to read God's word at least once before they die."
If they get the Bibles to Rwanda, Padaidi says the government will get them into the AIDS treatment centers. She says they need help.
They told us that if we could provide 1 million copies, that would be wonderful. If not, at least 500,000 copies. So we are currently campaigning for Bibles for Rwanda. It will be about $4. You know, that will include the printing, the handling, the shipping, everything.
And a new church has been dedicated in China. China Partner reports that a 5,000-seat church was dedicated last week in Hangzhou, Zhejiang. 10,000 people crowded into the dedication service. A teaching team from China Partner will return to Hangzhou next month to conduct seminars at a nearby theological seminary. Due to the enormous church growth, young emerging Christian leaders have to be trained to take on ministry responsibilities now being vacated by old pastors. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool that will provide answers about why God's own Son was sent to the cross in a way seekers will understand. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.